Hi, welcome to Marketing Minutes, Straight Talk from the Trenches. We're your hosts, Misty Williams
and Tony Birdsong.
We are continuing our conversation about the marketing game plan process. This is the third podcast in this series. Why don't you review the marketing game plan process for our listeners?
So we've got six easy points, and they do bear repeating because the more you repeat, the more you learn. So number one, know what you offer. Number two, know your customer. Number three, package your solutions to solve your customer's problems. Number four, determine your marketing strategies. Five, create your marketing tools. And six, execute your marketing game plan. Okay, Misty, so we went over one, which was know what you offer. And number two, know your customer. They sound very simple, but as we learned in our last two podcasts, that can go pretty deep. So that leads us to number three, package your solutions to solve your customer's problems. Tell me what that looks like when you get to this stage.
Well, the most important thing about this step is that you're creating synergy between step one and step two. So in step one, we establish your expertise or what you're offering to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And in step two, we're establishing who your customer is, where they're struggling, what their needs are, mm-hmm. how they want to be served, or what problems they want solved. So in number three, you really begin to evaluate, okay, these are the ways that I've been positioning myself up to now. Is this congruent? Is what I offer and the way I'm positioning myself aligning with my customer and their needs and their wants and desires and goals, hopes, and dreams?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we discover as we move into that third step that there's a different way that you can align with the marketplace. It's more productive. And there are other ways that you can align with the marketplace. Every client is different. There's not a pat formula on how to do this, but it's important that you take the time to look at the unique variables that exist within your own business and determine strategically how you want to create alignment so you can get traction. When there's not alignment, when there's dissonance, when the way you're trying to get people to buy you or the mm-hmm. way you're packaging yourself isn't connecting with what people think their needs are, mm-hmm. you're going to have a hard time growing your business. You know, you're going to have a hard time getting buy-in from customers. So in that third step, we want to kind of trim the fat and get really clear and intentional about how we're positioning ourselves so that ultimately we're able to make it easy for people to hire us. That's the goal.
Right. And I love this stage because it's full of excitement and whiteboarding and thinking and really looking in every nook and cranny of the channels that are available and determining, hey, you know what? We may not have done this before, but we're going to try it out because this is where my customers are talking. This is where they're engaging, and that's where I need to go now. So I think the thing that we coach our clients a lot on is to keep an open heart and an open mind to doing things the way that may be different than you might have done before. I think we mentioned before that book, you know, what got you here won't get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And you really just, you have to embrace that. That is just such a powerful mindset when you're at stage three, don't you think?
Yeah, this is the freedom stage. This is when, you know, the drill down work of like digging deep and figuring out who you are and who your customer is can kind of be draining, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's draining for me when I do it for my own business. So mm-hmm. there's no way of like shortcutting. A lot of people will avoid doing that deep work because it is draining. It can be tiring. But in the third step, you begin to get a second wind because suddenly connecting the dots makes things easier. It makes things fresh and new. It breathes new life into what you're doing. It gives you a new context for relevance, which is really, really important. So step three, you get the pep in your step.
Right, right. And you can, it's kind of like you have an extreme brand makeover. This is your chance to like redo all the fixtures and really get excited about the reason that you went into the business in the first place. And then when you look around now, especially with the social media and all the digital opportunities there are and the email marketing and traditional marketing, and then this, like, I know you deal with a lot of authors with speaking and packaging conferences and things like that. It really can be exciting if you choose not to be overwhelmed, but to really be overwhelmed with the opportunity and get really excited.
Rome wasn't built in a day. And what I tell my clients is one step at a time. You know, we're going to determine in the third step the trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to figure everything out in the third step in that finite period of time. We're just going to determine our trajectory, set our course, and begin to move in the direction of alignment, which will segue us really easily into the fourth step, which we'll talk about in the next podcast.
Awesome. Well, this has been just awesome, and it gets me very excited. Thanks for joining us today. You can find us online at marketingminutes.net, And until next time, remember, persist and shine bright.